This was erected at Leech's Corner in 1978. The coat of arms illustrates Fakenham's connection with John of Gaunt, progenitor of the Plantagenet House of Lancaster, with its three lions and three fleur-de-lis. The printer depicted on the town sign represents the importance of the printing industry to the town, starting with Stewardson's, whose first floor expansion led to the formation of the arched passage from Upper Market to the church. Stewardson's remained part of the Aldis business there as a stationer until Aldis moved to its present site. The Miller family's printing business grew and morphed into Wyman's and then Cox and Wyman, employing 600 people. When foreign competition forced its closure, ex-employees started many smaller printing businesses which continue to this day. The ship represents the life of Sir Robert Seppings. Born in Holt Road in 1767, he was orphaned at the age of 14 and was adopted by an uncle living in Portsmouth. He became an apprentice in the dockyard and worked his way up to be master shipwright at Chatham, where he roofed over most of the dockyard so that work could be done more easily in bad weather. In 1816, he had become surveyor of the Navy and was knighted at sea aboard the Royal Yacht. The cycle represents John C. Garrood. Son of an engineer, he was born in Fakenham in 1851. After an apprenticeship in King's Lynn, he moved to Newcastle. From there, he joined the Merchant Navy as an engineer and later worked in Belgium. In the 1870s, he came home and started a cycle manufacturing business in Wells Road. He introduced the strong but lightweight tubular cycle forks and grips for the pedals and was also an early user of ball bearings. Sadly, his patents were infringed by larger manufacturers and he emigrated to the USA. He married a Canadian and moved to Boston where he ran a cycle works. After the death of his wife, he returned to Fakenham where he invented a paper feed for Miller's printing business. Later, he went back to America and worked on the design of lock gates for the Panama Canal. Just prior to the Great War, he returned to Fakenham and carried on his business here. He died in 1936. The plough represents the life of Sir George Edwards. He was born in Marsham, Norfolk, in 1850 to poor parents. His father was a farm labourer and brickmaker who struggled for work because of the prejudice against ex-soldiers. He had to steal turnips from the fields to keep his family alive, but was caught and sentenced to forced labour. George and the rest of the family went off to the workhouse. The scale of rural poverty at that time is truly shocking. George started work at the age of 6. He scared crows for a shilling a week. He worked long days with no breaks except for lunch and suffered a beating if he dared to fall asleep. Parents could not complain as children would lose their jobs. George began to get an education from his wife, primarily to help him deliver services as a primitive Methodist preacher. Around this time, he also began to think about labour rights and was one of the first agricultural trade unionists, following Joseph Arch's first such union. He then began life in the labour movement and politics. He started as a Liberal and then moved to Labour. He created his own agricultural union that was to become a national union and eventually merged with the Transport and General Workers Union, now Unite. He was central in getting basic rights for labourers and proper regard for agriculture generally. He was active as a politician both at county council level and as an MP. Aged 70, he was one of the oldest people to enter Parliament for the first time in a by-election. There is an annual George Edwards Memorial Lecture held at Gresson Hall Museum. The Quaker with a Bible represents the Peckover family. Edmund Peckover was often in trouble for holding illegal Quaker meetings. Prior to the Act of Toleration, he was fined a total of £200, an enormous sum. After the Act, Quakers quickly developed a meeting house in Quaker Lane. Edmund Peckover's family enterprises grew, and the Peckover name did not die out here until the death of Joseph in 1836. There is a Quaker burial ground in the town. The ox wagon represents the missionary life of Reverend Henry Buckingham. He was born in Holt Road in 1844. He became a primitive Methodist and attended the then new chapel. After marrying a Burnham girl, he became a missionary on the Orange River in South Africa. After 5 years there, he and his wife trekked by ox wagon some 2,000 miles to the Zambezi, where they set up a successful mission. He is buried there on the banks of the river. His wife returned to Fakenham and laid the foundation stone of the new Methodist church in Oak Street dedicated to his name. This has been recently converted to housing. On the way to the junior school in Queen's Road, you pass the post office and adjoining telephone exchange. This was built for the old Strowger electromechanical telephone switches. These were very bulky, hence the huge building, now largely redundant due to modern microcircuits. Depicted on the side of the exchange, you will see the symbol of a trim phone, the height of 1960s style with its unique ringtone. The next plaque is on the junior school wall.